Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
It doesn't matter where the coffee is from. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee. Good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Also, you can hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. And download that River Network app and click River Talk. You get Dimitri and also Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. So, if you just joined us, you've missed some incredible radio. The good news is that I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning, and you can hear the entire show in different segments on our new website, rivernews.org. That's right, rivernews.org. You can also see the show. Not that there's much to see. In fact, there's very little to see on Facebook. I do a Facebook live stream, and I know I've had all sorts of problems with Facebook. Don't even get me started with this company. But we're trying again, and we are doing a Facebook live stream. So let me say hello, good morning to everybody on Facebook. Again, there's not much to see. There's a microphone. There's a state-of-the-art, world-class studio here, and there's an idiot talk host who's still hacking up phlegm from a cold last week. But it is what it is. What can I tell you? So we're talking about this amazing story. By the way, one of my loyal listeners, Dave Lane, doesn't think this is a worthy topic. And he said, well, this post was just, you know, some kind of historical reference or something to that effect. How did he phrase that now? Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get this. That isn't a threat. That is just stating what would have happened in history. Well, I love Dave Lane in a very manly and yet completely heterosexual sort of way, but I completely disagree with him. This is not a history lesson. This ain't no history lesson. This is Trump derangement syndrome on steroids, and she's a guidance counselor in Bridgeport, the Bridgeport School District. So I respectfully disagree on this one. I completely disagree. Cutting off the head of Donald Trump Jr. Trump derangement syndrome much? Vicky Shipta Falcone. Again, I reached out to her, offering equal time, give us an explanation, give us a statement, something. Not only does she stonewall, she blocks me. No explanation, no apology, no nothing. Did I mention that she is a counselor for children in Bridgeport? And by the way, she thought this post was funny because in addition to cutting off the head of Donald Trump Jr., she added four smiling emojis. In fact, hysterical emojis. She just thought that was just so funny, just so cute. So what do you do now? Well, I had to, you know, she forced my hand. I went right to the superintendent, Brent Ripley. And I must say, Brent Ripley could not have been more professional regarding this entire process. I seldom have good things to say about school superintendents because I know school superintendents. I see the kind of work that they do here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I don't have a whole lot of respect for their accomplishments, I must tell you. That said, fair's fair. Brent Ripley could not have been more professional regarding this entire ugly episode with this Trump hater, this Vicky Shipta Falcone, and the decapitation post of hers. So I reached out to Brent last week, and he got my request and said, I'll get back to you at the end of the day, which he did. I mean, he has been gold. I must tell you, he has been golden. He could give lessons to executives, not just people in the public education, but executives, about how to handle the media, especially when there is some sort of a crisis, some sort of a bad situation. Brent Ripley could not have been more professional. Now, I don't agree with him, But you give credit where credit is due. This guy has been on top of this. He has responded. His responses were not the typical school district stuff of blah, 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 and they say nothing. He has been very direct. He could give lessons on how to handle bad publicity and bad situations forcefully, professionally. So reach out to him. I asked a few questions. When did someone from the district first learn of this decapitation post? He was informed late Monday evening, a week ago. Okay. The next question, very, very important question, I think. Did the school district alert the Secret Service? If so, when? Now think about this. If you see something, say something. The feds keep telling us this all the time. And of course, whenever it comes to a conservative who says anything inappropriate or does anything appropriate on any platform, Secret Service all over him and throws him in prison, and it's just horrendous what the feds do to us. Here we have a clear example of a guidance counselor. I can't wrap my mind around this. A guidance counselor. What is she guiding our children? How is she counseling our children? Who has a post that she would love to see Donald Trump's Jr.'s head cut off and sent back as a message. Mind you, it's not just the decapitation, but what the decapitation means. Again, here's her post. In Viking times, and I'm assuming Vikings as in the Norsemen back 1,000 years ago and not the Minnesota Vikings. In Viking times, they would have cut off Junior's head. That's bad enough, the decapitation. But she adds, and sent it back as a message. Gee, what kind of message do you think Vicky Ship the Falcone is sending regarding her Trump derangement syndrome? About her hatred for Donald Trump, her hatred for MAGA, her hatred for human beings. What kind of message do you think she's sending? I don't think a very good one. But I think this might be the single most important question. Did the school district alert the Secret Service? Here you have a blatant example, in my opinion, of a school district counselor threatening the very life of a child of the President of the United States. Let's cut off his head, and I'm going to be sending a message with that. How the hell do you not alert the Secret Service about somebody here who might be a deranged lunatic? If she's willing to do this on her own Facebook page, what on earth is she willing to do that she doesn't want you to know about? How do you not alert the Secret Service? And shame on the school district, the Bridgeport School District, for not alerting the Secret Service. You still have time to do that, by the way. You alert them, you let them know, here's what we have. We think this is pretty important enough to at least alert the Secret Service. But they didn't do it. So I asked Brent Ripley, and again, the superintendent has done, he has been extremely responsive, extremely professional. I could not have asked for a better response. And in fact, I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't be this way because I'd have more material to start screaming about, but no, he was very good. So I asked him this. Was the employee terminated or reprimanded? If so, when and how? Brent Ripley writes, Superintendent, Bridgeport Exempt Village School District. There was an investigation conducted by the district regarding this personal social media post. The district is working with the teacher to impress the teacher. I thought she was a counselor. Well, she might be both. I don't know. The district is working with the teacher to impress the proper use of social media. We're also using this incident as a best practice reminder to all faculty and staff. Can you imagine the reminder to all the faculty at staff and staff at Bridgeport? By the way, don't post anything about decapitating the president's son. Bad. Really? This is what you need to send out? But the thing is interesting here. She was not terminated or reprimanded. Because that's exactly what I asked. The district is working with this counselor about the proper use of social media. She counsels our children. Our children are on social media. All right. There's more. I got a statement here. Very detailed. Actually, again, very, very well done. I don't agree with it, but very well done. I've got time to read this to you. It's from Brent Shipley, or Ripley. Brent Ripley, Superintendent School District. The recent post made by the employee occurred during her own personal time on her personal Facebook page and outside of her duties to the district. The post is not the position of the Bridgeport School District, and the Bridgeport School District does not agree with the post. The Bridgeport School District provides an environment that is safe, loving, caring, helpful, believing, resourceful, innovative, and positive. The reference post does not reflect our values as a public school district, nor the professional standards that we hold ourselves accountable to, whether we are in or out of school. The Board of Education's belief is that no employee may impose his or her values and beliefs upon district students or fellow employees. This is the privilege and responsibility of the parents and guardians that are raising their children or the school, or the students themselves as they grow to become educated about political matters. Okay. Next, what the law says. Again, this is the official statement from the Bridgeport School District. Very thorough, very detailed, extremely professionally handled. I'm not necessarily agreeing with it. In fact, I disagree. But you have to give credit where credit is due with the school district and the superintendent. So, what the law says. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution grants individuals the right to express political and other opinions as citizens. Employees have free speech rights to comment on political matters that do not involve the school district when the speech occurs on the employee's own time, not during working hours, and not on school property. Since this comment was on the employee's own time and outside of work, she has the right under law to exercise her free speech, and the school district is limited in its ability to regulate the speech. In addition, the Ohio legislature recently passed a law prohibiting school districts from using an employee's statement of specific beliefs, affiliations, ideals, or principles concerning political movements or ideology as part of an evaluation criteria for employees or as a factor in making decisions regarding an employee's career advancement, assignment, or job benefits. These principles are reflected in mandatory policies adopted by the Board of Education. This does not mean that as a district or as a board, we agree with the employee's speech or her post. In fact, it is quite the opposite. In society, it is never acceptable to call for the death or harm to any person. Okay. So there's that. But this goes way, way, way beyond freedom of speech. This is a clear death threat. Are you telling me that death threats are covered under the First Amendment? Why did Facebook even allow this to be posted? Well, I can tell you why. Because it's against Trump and anything connected with MAGA. That's why it was still up there. It may still be. I don't know. She blocked me now, so I can't monitor this. So you telling me that any employee on his own time, and I'm assuming that she did this on her own time. I'm not sure that she did, by the way. But for the sake of discussion, let's say she did. So are you telling me, Bridgeport School District, that if an employee on his own time says, I'm going to take a gun and I'm going to shoot everybody that I can possibly think of because I don't like their politics, you're telling me that that's okay with you? That that wouldn't cause you to terminate that employee like that and actually also demand psychiatric counseling? It's one thing to have an opinion about politics or whatever. No one's arguing that. That's not the point here. The point here is a specific death threat to the son of the president of the United States. Decapitation at that. So I don't think this is a First Amendment issue. Unless you're saying it's okay for any school district employee on his own time to issue death threats on social media, personal social media pages, and that's not going to affect his position with the Bridgeport School District. I'm not buying that one at all. Next. Why is this person employed? Again, the employee has free speech rights to comment on political matters that do not involve the district that occur during the employee's own time. This employee has also fulfilled her responsibilities and is evaluated yearly by the high school principal for her performance as an employee of the school district. Said employee is in year one of a 5-year employment contract with the district. Jesus, 5 years? Evaluations for this employee have also been positive. I wonder if the evaluations were done by another Trump hater, somebody else who's got Trump derangement syndrome. Again, this is not a free speech issue. Unless you believe that free speech allows you to issue death threats in writing on social media and have no consequences. That's the position of the Bridgeport School District. I don't think that's right.